You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you have lost a loved one, you know the holidays have the potential to be an emotionally difficult time. Even the happiest of holidays and other seasonal celebrations can really serve as triggers for overwhelming emotions and thoughts. This is where Danica Thurber comes in, by teaching adults how to use art as a tool for healing from grief. And she is joining us live in studio today. Welcome to the program, Danica.
Thanks for having me.
You have firsthand experience with this. You lost your dad 16 years ago, just this week. In fact, you were 12 years old. First off, tell me about your dad.
Well, the thing is, I don't remember a ton about him now. Since I was only 12, I have lots of memories of what we did. But the memories of what he was like, I rely on my, you know, family friends and what people tell me about him. So a lot of people say, you're just like him. You have so much about him. So
with that, though, you know, even though you don't have a lot of memories because you were young, you still had grief.
You bet. Yeah. It was a lot about really growing up without a father, the loss of that parental figure, the loss of security, loss of childhood as well, because we really all did have to grow up after he passed.
And what was that like, as you said, not just for you, but as for your family unit?
It was really hard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish it on anybody. My mom became caregiver for my grandma just a year after she was diagnosed with cancer and passed the year following. And so me being the oldest, I had to care for my younger siblings as well. So it was a really rough time.
Well, and so then as as the years go on, I mean, the memories fade. Mm-hmm. When did you start realizing that you needed some type of outlet to help you move through grief? I always say we never get over it,
exactly,
but we can move to a new normal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I realized it right away in a young teenager kind of way. I expressed it a lot through anger at my mom, at whoever was around. But quickly I realized that I needed another way. And so I had always been artistically inclined. And so I started painting out my feelings, but always kind of editing them so that people didn't see too far into how bad I was. But after going through high school, I developed depression, and I had a breakdown my first year of college. And that's when I truly began to process.
So here we are. It sounds like it was like almost 8 years later when it really hit you.
Yeah.
So at that point, and when you come through the breakdown, when do you decide, you know what, I not only need more, but I know other people out there need more? And you start developing almost a curriculum.
Yeah. Yeah, at first I had to go through healing for myself. I really wasn't able to see past my own pain for a couple years. But as a senior in college at Washington State University, I studied for my thesis as an undergraduate, cultural expressions of grief through art. So I studied how different artists in different cultures express their grief through their work in conformity or nonconformity to their grief culture. And then I used my own work as an example of American Protestant culture surrounding death and mourning. And I think from there I started to get an understanding of what I went through, how I processed or didn't process, and then showing my work to others in such a great capacity began those conversations. And I really, through a bunch of conversations, realized that I had something to offer others.
I want to go back to what you talked about this cultural experience of death and grief, because I am a huge believer that in our society, in our culture in the United States, we have a very difficult time with talking about death and talking about grief. And there is an expectation that we just get over it. And that's not the case at all. I've lost both of my parents. I have lost two brothers. I mean, every experience of loss is completely different. Yet, we're almost supposed to just pull up our bootstraps and move forward because it makes other people uncomfortable to see our grief.
Exactly. Yeah. And it shouldn't be that way because at one point, everyone will be there in the grief and loss. But I do think our society is starting to change with an awareness of mental health and all of these new movements popping up. So I'm maybe at the forefront of those new waves of people bringing awareness. But I think it is going to get better.
I'm talking with Danica Thurber. She's an artist who focuses on grief. So you have formed not just online classes, but also workshops. So you have two upcoming workshops, November 3rd and November 10th. Talk to me about what those workshops will look like.
Yeah, so the coming workshops are November 3rd and 10th. They're about the holidays after loss. Because that's such a specific time for grievers, we're full of grief triggers and all kinds of hardship. I wanted to do something at the beginning of the holiday season to really equip them with healthy coping skills. And the way I teach those healthy coping skills is through art projects. So each art project that we'll do corresponds to a skill that we're teaching. So, for example, the first one, we're going to do a collage having to do with searching for color. And the coping skill is embrace the full color spectrum of emotions. That's because when we're grieving, we're often living out of grays and unwilling to try on other colors. Or we feel, I mean, maybe we feel a little bit happier, maybe like blue or yellow kind of color spectrum, and others expect us to be sad. And so we're living out of other people's expectations. So true living comes out of embracing the full color spectrum. And we'll learn that as we process through a collage.
How has this process of using art helped you personally?
Oh gosh, it's helped in so many ways. I'm not a therapist, I'm an artist, but I teach from my own experience and I teach as a fellow journey person for helping others. And so I've tried to figure out the mechanisms that I'm working with and I can express them as an artist, not a therapist, so a little disclaimer there. But I think art is helpful for me because grief is such an abstract and huge kind of emotion. That it's really intimidating to face. And so when you put that onto a canvas, it's like it's encapsulated within the four corners of a canvas. It's not as big and scary. And you can mess up. You can try things. The art process mimics the grief process in so many different ways. And so I've found a lot of healing for myself as I do that art and so much healing in passing those things on to others.
Well, and as you mentioned, grief looks different on every single person. Mm-hmm. Yet we tend to think, well, you have to, you know, do X, Y, and Z in order to move through this process. And I would think that that has not been your experience, especially when you teach a class with so many different people.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's cool because each person's art project, even though I'm giving guidelines and, you know, here's the materials we're working with, here's the topic, every piece is different as well. And so we have opportunities at the end of class for people to show their work. And it's such a healing thing that you get to show other people what you're going through. And then when you watch the person next to you show their artwork, you get to point out things like, oh, I noticed this, that's similar to me, or, oh, that's different than me. Mm-hmm. What a cool experience to be able to externalize what you're feeling and actually work with it and see it in others.
Okay, what if you're not an artist at all? I mean, can you take this workshop anyway, and will you get something out of it? Because, I mean, I can barely draw a stick figure. So, you know, to think that I'm going to have a canvas and paint something? No, come on now.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up. I actually get that every single time.
I'm sure, right?
Yes.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
There's more stress now.
It's a little bit scary because you're facing not just grief, which is a scary thing, but art, which is also scary if you haven't done it before. But no, you don't have to be an artist in order to do it. I like to say fine art is what I do on the side. I am an artist. And fine art is about the quality of the product. But grief art is different. It's all about the process. And so it should look messy and possibly ugly, because that's what grief looks like, doesn't it?
And in fact, you, as part of the workshop, you put an exhibit together mm-hmm. of your work, right?
Yes,
I do. And so people can still see this?
Yeah, actually, in the workshop room, in the next room over, is where my exhibit is. And so if they finish early or come early or stay late, they can go around to see all of my work. And it's lined up in a timeline sort of way. So you can see how my work progresses as well throughout the years.
And what is the name of the exhibit?
The exhibit is called Blessed Are Those Who Mourn.
Yeah. Very powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if people are interested in taking the class, give us the information about it.
Yeah. So it's November 3rd and 10th, and you can take one or both. I recommend taking both. There'll be different projects. But it's in Garden City at Vineyard Boise in their art studio off of Chinden. You have to register ahead of time so I can prepare the materials. And you can find that registration at vineartsboise.org/art-workshops.
And is there what age range? Because I know we've talked, you know, about adults with grief, but that's what we're focusing on, yes?
It is, yes. Though I do think teenagers would benefit as well. If you have a child who's particularly struggling and maybe willing to talk about those deep things, they would definitely be welcome accompanied by a parent.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this. It can be a difficult subject, but I think one we need to be talking about more.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our guest today, artist Danica Thurber, her workshops on grief, as she mentioned, will be November 3rd and November 10th at Vine Art Studio in Garden City. You can go online to register. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Up next, Starry Story Night. I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters.